Right, let's start with a scene I know by heart, Greenwich Avenue and West 11th, a corner I've walked for more than 30 years. It's not just a block to me, it's a set of angles, a kind of lived geometry. Now recently, there's been this clip making the rounds, a Google Gemini demo that lets you walk into Edward Hopper's Nighthawks. I clicked, of course, because that painting isn't abstract for me. It's local, it's exact. But the demo, well, it adds alleys and storefronts that never existed. The moment I saw it, I felt the scene slip, like someone had spun the room around after reading a floor plan, but never actually walking the hall. That's the first mistake, thinking the diner was ever a single address. Hopper assembled it from bits of the neighborhood, and it holds together because the edges, the boundaries, are deliberate. So here's my claim for today. Losing these edges isn't just an aesthetic quibble. It damages how we make sense of the world, and frankly, it trains AI to be worse at it too. So, what do I mean by an edge? Let's get a working definition on the table. An edge is a chosen boundary in an artwork or a space, a refusal really, that makes meaning by holding something back. In painting, it's the frame, the fixed vantage, the parts the artist withholds. Hopper's glass, for example, is a barrier with reasons. In cities, it's the sidewalk, the corner, the threshold that tells you how to read a block. And in media systems, it's the difference between a structured argument and an endless scroll. Edges are cognitive scaffolding. Without them, attention and memory drift. We lose the grammar that helps us make sense of things. I mean, think about it. A frame isn't missing data. It's the rule book of the scene. Let's talk about hallucination, the kind machines produce. In AI, it is fluent guessing presented as fact. The engine predicts the next word or pixel, and when evidence thins, it keeps going. It feels right because pattern is smooth. It fails where edges matter. These systems complete by genre, not by street proof, so they read an edge as empty space and decorate the gap. Grounding with retrieval and citations helps, but it cannot erase the urge to invent. Think of the model as a skilled finisher who needs a blueprint and an inspector. Without both, it trims away the edge that holds the meaning. Now let's get specific about that Gemini demo. What it does is turn a composed image, a painting, into a traversable set. Suddenly you can walk into Nighthawks. But where do the errors creep in? Back rooms, service doors, sight lines, the way light behaves. None of it matches the lived grammar of the place. The real cost is that the frame, which was meant to hold your attention, becomes a pathfinding task. Your attention becomes motion. The tool trades composition for navigation and calls it access. But it's a hollow kind of access, convincing on the surface and empty at the corners. Here's the thing, place is kept alive by people who read edges together. Take the Greenwich Village Grapevine Facebook group started by the artist and historian Ellen Williams. Neighbors post old photos and try to place them exactly. They argue, correct, pull records, count cornices and awnings, even track trolley scars in the curb. The point isn't to crown a single truth, but to keep a public method in use. The neighborhood stays coherent because dispute and checking are routine. Place is a shared epistemology, not just a texture. If AI models don't learn from this kind of collective checking, they'll keep decorating the gap with genre, not evidence. The same technology that smooths edges in our feeds has moved on to museum floors. Interfaces teach us to prefer seamlessness, fast paths, and constant refresh. Exhibitions start borrowing that logic. Friction is treated as failure. Sequence becomes optional. The room is tuned for capture. The Park Avenue Armory's Diane Arbus survey shows the shift. 455 prints on a scaffolding grid, sparse labels, a mirror wall that doubles the field and scrambles orientation. Photography is barred, and reviewers are steered to controlled images. The show behaves like a feed. It produces movement and impressions, not a line of thought you can follow and test. Curation turns into traffic management. Attention is held by thinning context. It is the same smoothness promised by the Gemini demo, where more access means fewer edges and, in the end, less meaning. So, what happens to us when we lose edges? First, attention. Edges conserve focus, but feeds fragment it. Without edges, we chase novelty. Second, memory. Edges anchor episodes. Streams blur them. Fewer anchors mean weaker recall. Third, cognitive maps. Edges form the grammar of a place. Remove them and maps flatten into vibes. Judgment suffers too. Edges slow us down, force us to test claims. Without them, we accept plausibility and stop checking. And creativity? Edges give resistance. Without resistance, we get pastiche. Stuff that feels right but says little. It's like, well, eating only dessert. Tasty, but you forget the meal. If we want better AI and a stronger culture of creativity and curation, we have to preserve edges. Principle 1, never upgrade access by deleting the artist's constraints or the curator's order. Treat constraint as craft. Build an edge-aware generation that detects frames and fixed vantages and mark any outpainting as fiction. Offer three layers of output, record, inference, speculation, each clearly labeled. Practice retrieval before rhetoric, fetch sources before completing and surface citations by default. Make uncertainty a feature, show confidence bands, and leave unknowns intact. Tie outputs to place knowledge graphs and local archives, keep the community in the loop. Run edge tests and viewpoint locks so invented alleys and angles cannot pass without evidence. Stamp provenance watermarks so additions travel with their history. The rule is simple: do not erase the scaffolding that lets art mean and memory hold. There are predictable objections. Explorable scenes help people learn. Yes, when expansion is labeled as fiction, and the original frame remains home. Immersive exhibitions reach new audiences. Good, if they also give tools to think and grounds to argue. Models will stop hallucinating with scale. I am not convinced. Scale improves fluency, not grounding. Better to structure doubt and trace sources. Marking speculation ruins the magic. Great work survives clarity. Magic grows when craft is visible. Keep the edge and the scaffolding in view. Immersion without argument is only motion. Museums owe us more than motion. To close, edges are the mind's scaffolding for art, streets, and knowledge. Remove them, and we train ourselves to accept fluent guesses, and we train our models to supply more of the same. Keep them, and we remember, we argue, and we improve, culture, and code. The plate glass holds, the corner holds, the claim holds, because the boundary holds. That is all for today on Analyzing Trends. Next time, we will keep walking the edge with a few detours. Until then, keep your corners sharp.